This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Longtime voice of the Orioles. He's our colleague here on 105.7 The Fan. Baltimore Baseball Tonight brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Jim Hunter. Jim, good afternoon. What's going on?
How you doing there, partner?
I'm hanging in there, man. And I was telling the story, leaving Pickles, and of course you live that dream like I do, walking back to my car. By the time I pulled out of Lot A, which encompasses about 10 minutes total time, it was 3-0. 3-0, it was 5-0 by the time I got to like Horseshoe Casino, if I'm not mistaken. But it was an ugly season debut for Kyle Gibson, and he'll get another start or two, we think, processing here. But Brandon Hyde said before the game it was kind of like a first start out of spring for him, you know, getting himself ready. But what did you see from the stuff Kyle Gibson last night, and any hopes that things at least get better moving forward here?
Well, to me, Bob, I don't think he looked like he was ready. You know, his command was all over the place, especially up in the zone. A few of those home runs in the first inning were on hanging breaking balls that were, you know, you may as well put it on a tee. He hadn't pitched in 9 days going into the start last night. Why that is, I don't know. He maybe would have benefited from another start in the minor leagues, a rehab start. But, you know, you go 3 2/3, you allow 9 runs and 5 home runs, and as you pointed out, 4 in the first inning, 11 base hits and a couple of walks thrown in there. His command was not what you need to do. And I know Ben McDonald on the telecast last night, he kept making the point that when Kyle Gibson is Kyle Gibson, he's down in the zone. And he certainly wasn't that last night.
Now, Charlie Morton did pitch in relief, so he's going to miss a turn in the rotation. Could this be – because they're not going to eat 15 mil, I wouldn't think, the Orioles, what they signed him for in the offseason, but – could this be more of a regular routine for him to get back whatever it is he has lost pitching in relief here?
Well, he did look good last night. I mean, his breaking ball was as good as it's been all year. You know, you go 2 1/3 with 1 run, and then it was an unearned run on 3 hits. He did walk 1 batter, but his command looked so much better last night. He seemed to have an idea of where he wanted the pitch to go, and he was getting swings and misses, and the breaking ball was as good as I've seen all year out of him. I mean, he is 0-6, although his ERA is now below 10 because of the 2 1/3 no earned runs last night. He's now at 9.45, but they're going to need him. I mean, I agree with you. I don't think he's a release candidate because they're paying him too much money. They just have to hope that he's going to figure it out as he did last night. And if he has to figure it out by staying in the bullpen, so be it.
All right, Jim, let's get to them defensively, and in particular, Gunnar Henderson. The Orioles made 3 errors last night, but Gunnar had the liner right at him. He dropped it, and I know it's hard and all that stuff, but you know, for him, I'm guessing it's just like playing catch. We'll get to the offense in a second, trust me. But any concerns with Gunnar at shortstop here? 4 errors already, and we're not through April yet.
Yeah, I think it's a concentration thing. You know, that line drive last night that he botched should have been caught. He obviously misjudged it because it hit in the heel of the glove instead of in the webbing. But, you know, I don't know if it's too big of a concern because he has a proven track record. You're right. 4 errors heading into the last day of April today is much too many than he would have anticipated or he would have liked. But I think he's still solid there. And the one thing about him, and you and I talked about this the other night on BBT, he plays every day at shortstop, and that's important because you have to get comfortable by playing every day. And at least he's the one guy in the infield that Brandon Hyde puts in there every day. So I think he's going to be fine.
Jim Hunter joining us, Vinny at Haney 105.7 The Fan, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. All right, the offense. And yeah, you're getting clobbered, and if it was Ernie Shavers, Ken Norton had been over a minute and a half into the first round. But it's not. It's a baseball game. You get 27 outs. 0-for-4 with runners in scoring position. I mean, forget about it. That's been a season-long problem. But at some, don't you have to go up and just try to get yours? You know what I mean? Still, like what Hyde say, get your personal achievement at bats or whatever it was, paraphrasing a little bit. I mean, I know you're losing as a team, and it's discouraging to be down right out of the gate, but you still have to do your job, which is try to connect bat to ball, and they were getting no hit through five. So are the early deficits becoming too much for them to overcome mentally, much less physically, and actually performing here?
Well, it's got to be discouraging when you're, especially at home, when you're coming to bat in the bottom of the first and you're already trailing. I mean, you know, you look at what this team has done at the plate all year. The team batting average, Bob, is .221. That's 27th out of the 30 teams in MLB. And they're now averaging 3.96 runs per game, so that's below four. And we all know that their magic number to win games, especially last year, was five. So, you know, you have so many guys that are underachieving. I mean, Adley Rutschman is 4 for his last 19, his last seven games, 0 extra base hits, and he's batting .208. Mountcastle is batting .191, and Gunnar Henderson is batting .227. This team has been below .500 now for 27 days. They fell below .500 at 3-4 on April 3rd, and today's the last day of the month. So, you know, it definitely is discouraging when you come to bat, especially in your first at-bat when you're already trailing. And unfortunately, they've had to do that more times than not, especially since April 3rd when they fell below .500.
Hey, Jim, we've heard some people talk about, they need to fire Hyde, but the players love Hyde and stuff. What's your opinion on that?
Well, Vinny, I don't think it's his fault. I think the team was poorly constructed in the off season. I mean, they should have gone out and got more frontline starters. I mean, the starters' combined ERA is 6.05. That's 29th in the major leagues out of 30 teams. And, you know, the Red Sox did it. The Orioles certainly have the prospects that other teams would want. And I understand that Mike Elias covets these prospects, but they're not all going to play in Baltimore. And Boston went out and got Garrett Crochet. They gave up 4 of their top prospects, but they now have Garrett Crochet in the rotation in the same division as the Orioles. And I don't think it's Hyde's fault. I mean, you know, Zach Eflin getting hurt certainly hurt because he was the one consistent starter on the team when he got hurt. You know, Povich, who goes tonight, is coming off his best start probably in the major leagues last Thursday in D.C. when he went 6 2/3, allowed 1 run on 4 hits. So I just don't think they gave Brandon Hyde a team that, especially in the rotation, that can compete in this division. And because the team batting has been so inconsistent, they're playing from behind so much that they are having a difficult time because of the pressures to come back in games.
Jim Hunter, our colleague, Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Orioles taking on the Yankees this evening. Could win the series, however. Jim, Kansas City's coming to town this weekend. Of course, the Orioles got dismissed by them quickly in the wild card round. Bobby Witt Jr., first thing comes to mind when you think of him.
I think he's a superstar. I remember when he was drafted second overall behind Adley in, what was that, 2019?
Correct.
And there was a lot of debate whether the Orioles should go after Witt because he dominated in his high school season as a senior in Texas. and I guess the Orioles went with Adley because he was a college player. And Bob, you and I know how much analytics play into this organization. College players have a lot more analytics on them than high school players. So, you know, Bobby Witt Jr. is a superstar, and you hate to see him come up with the game on the line. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, 20-game hitting streak. He will be the starting shortstop in the All-Star game for the American League, I would assume, this year. Hey, but Adley's expected numbers are pretty good. How about that?
You and I talked about this the other night. I have no idea what that means. You know, these analytical things that they make up, expected batting average, what does that mean? He's batting 208. You know, I mean, what's he supposed to be batting? How about you have a three-hit night and follow it up with a two-hit night and get that batting average going upwards?